Stan Lipsey was a native of Omaha who began his journalism career with his high school newspaper. He later edited a newspaper with the Air Force in Nebraska at the start of the Korean War. Over the years, he rose up to become a publisher, president, and then majority owner of the Omaha Sun, which he later sold to Warren Buffett in 1968. The two continued working together, and in 1980, Lipsey joined another Buffett-owned newspaper, the Buffalo News. He became its publisher in 1983 and held the position until 2012. Warren Colville is the paper's current president and publisher.
He taught me a lot of different things, not only about the newspaper business, but also about the community and how to give back to the community. He was really an amazing person.
On two occasions, Lipsey-led newspapers won the Pulitzer Prize. One of them was at the Buffalo News for the editorial cartoons of Tom Tolles. Lipsey also made history when he promoted Margaret Sullivan to the position of editor. She became the first woman to get the role there.
It wasn't necessarily an easy call. It took some confidence in me, and I always deeply appreciated that he had that trust and confidence in me, and he always helped me and was a terrific friend to me.
Lipsey was a jazz enthusiast and sparked the creation of the Jazz at the Albright Knox Live performance series. He also played a leading role in two major restoration projects. Dottie Gallagher Cohen, president and CEO of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership and a former marketing executive at the Buffalo News, says Lipsey was a key player in bringing the Darwin Martin House and H.H. Richardson Complex back to life.
He was a very early champion on the Martin House project and had a vision of what it could be, and saw it long before any of the rest of us could see it. And again, even with the Richardson Towers, which seemed, you know, just an impossible challenge for this community to take on, and tremendously complex. And he really spearheaded the early development of that project.
Lipsey also spearheaded the Kids Day and News Neediest Fund projects and spent thousands of his own dollars to help Retree Western New York plant new trees in neighborhoods devastated by the 2006 October storm. Stan Lipsey was 89. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.